This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Egypt's second largest city, Alexandria, today's celebration stretched the length of the city's famous seafront boulevard, the Corniche. But as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, that celebration comes with some very real concerns for the future.
Amid the blare of honking car horns and the crackle of fireworks, people are singing and dancing along the Corniche, where just hours before they'd marched to demand Mubarak's ouster. Many of them are waving Egyptian flags, and a steady breeze from the Mediterranean is rippling the red, white, and black stripes over the heads of the crowd.
All Alexandria, here, now, wake up. We will not sleep. We are staying in the street 3 weeks. We will celebrate for 3 weeks again.
That's Ahmed Hussein, a businessman who says his import-export trade dried up during the uprising against Mubarak, but that the cost was worth it. I don't know what will happen, he says, something good for our country. Many people brought their children in hopes that they will remember this day.
And now we are free. We are free. I am Amr Salama, and with my children, Faris and Salinaz, and my wife, we send all world. We are very happy to Hosni Mubarak.
Not everyone is celebrating with unalloyed joy, and not everyone took part in the march before the news was known. Earlier this afternoon, just a block from the Alexandria demonstration, men watched Egypt's state-run television in a cafe. One of the waiters, 46-year-old Ahmed Abdul Reza, says he believes that the president should go, but he disapproved of those who continued the protest. The youth had a lot of demands, he says, and Mubarak has done everything they wanted, so what more do they need? What's going on now is just vandalism.
It's a big mess, man. I believe everyone has to just stay home now, you know, it's enough. He's leaving anyway, he already left. It's a big mess.
Ahmed Atta also spoke at the cafe before the news of Mubarak's departure broke. In his words, everyone knows the army will take over. Atta is 23, a diving instructor who worked in Egypt's Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh before the uprising caused an exodus of foreign tourists. He says what faces Egypt now is nothing to be complacent about.
It's the scary days. It should be scary days.
Still, most Alexandrians are determined to make the most of this night. This is Samer Foyed.
I'm so pleased. I'm so happy, so happy. Everyone here is so happy. Today is a day of joy and happiness, but tomorrow is a day of work.
In case you didn't catch her last word, it was work. It may not be tomorrow, but Egyptians are in for a lot of work now that they've succeeded in bringing down the man who ruled them for the past 30 years. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Alexandria, Egypt.